Okay, so the end of last year, we left off with a couple of outstanding points of clarification regarding the din of cutting cake and regarding the Tshuva HaRama about the library books. So let's just go in order. The first clarification that we left outstanding was exactly the position of the Maharash HaLevi, quoted by the Magen Avraham, quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, regarding writing on cake that's part of the Issa itself, that's part of the same material, where the Magen Avraham quotes the Maharash HaLevi, Lekula, that's not subject to the Maharam's Chumra of not cutting cake. So we noted, as the Chazon Ish himself notes in Siman Samach Aleph, that it's a little bit hard to understand what that kula should be based on. Why should it be any different than chakika, let's say? Just like you're not allowed to engrave into a wood, even though you're engraving your chaktuchos on the wood itself, it's not a outside material. You're not writing with yo on another material, and yet that's a form of tziva in the Torah. So why should engraving, so to speak, or forming letters with the very material of the same Issa be any different? So the Chazon Ish doesn't understand this Maharash HaLevi, and in the analysis of the Sefer HaKosev HaMochik, Rabbi Adler from Ofakim, in the Beurim Siman Kaf Daled, he also begins with the assumption that it's hard to understand why this should be so. He also points out that he quotes the Sefer Tal Aroth, who knows that one of the points made by the Ramban, that Tshuva, Siman Kuf Yutes, the Tshuva about the library books, and the name of earlier poskim, is that you're not allowed to write letters. They talk about not writing letters on matzahs. So people would want to write Aleph Beis Gimel on the matzahs to identify which matzah is which. And the poskim say you can't do that because you may then come to break the letters when you're eating the matzahs. So if there's no problem in making and breaking letters with the material of the food itself, then the easy fix should be make your letters in the matzos with the same dough as the matzo. Carve the letters in while you're baking the matzos. And that's not suggested. So what is the rationale for the Maharash HaLevi? So before that, let's actually look at what the Maharash HaLevi himself writes. Maharash HaLevi, or Tshuvas Maharash Beis HaLevi, was a rav in Salonika in the 1500s. From the tshuva of the Chida in the Chaim Sha'al, it sounds like there's some confusion as to whether the author of this shita is the Maharash HaLevi or Rav Shlomo Alkovitz. But it's clearly not Rav Shlomo Alkovitz, even though they were contemporaries in different countries. Shlomo Alkovitz, in fact, and the Maharash HaLevi was in Salonika, but they lived at the same time. But this appears in Tshuvas Maharash Beis HaLevi, which is on the Bar Ilan, who was a rav in Salonika in the 1500s, passed away around 1600. So let's just read a little bit from the Maharash HaLevi, and it's of note that some of this has a Shavuos context, which is another reason to look at it. Let me see if I can pull it up here. Yeah, it's Tshuvas Maharash HaLevi, Maharash Beis HaLevi, Or HaChaim, Siman Kaf Vav. Let's just get it on the screen so we can look at it together. So he begins by quoting the Maharam in the Mordechai, which is the source of the halacha about cutting cake. And then he notes that Maharam, the Mordechai, seems to be against a rokeach. And this is fascinating just in terms of minhag, what the rokeach records about common practice on Shavuos. So the Sefer Rokeach, Siman Beis Sadivav, Kasavazal, Minhag Avosenu, Shem Moshivim, Hatinokos lilmod b'shvuas, so they'd have all the kids gathered together to learn on Shavuos, l'fishanina b'Torah, u'mevi'im haluach shekasev alav aleph beis gimel dalet tashrak, Torah tziva lanu Moshe, Vayikra al Moshe. So they'd have this luach that had the Aleph Beis letters and said Torah tziva lanu Moshe, and the first pasuk in Vayikra, which is where you start teaching Tinoch the Shabbos Rabban. So the first Ein Cheder, the inauguration of the first time you taught Torah to these little kids was on Shavuos. The Korei HaRav Kol Os VeOs Min Aleph Beis, the Tinoch Achrav. So they recite the Aleph Beis responsibly. The Nosein Ala Luach Ma'at Vash. They put a little bit of honey on this board. The Loche Chanar Hadvash Ala Osios Bil Shono. And then the kid would lick up the honey with his tongue. And then they'd bring this honey cake. It's not Rosh Hashanah. Because of Aleha, it was written on the honey cake, a pasuk. Hashem Elokim Nasan Li Lashon Limudim. B'kori harav kol teva shel elu apsukim in arach. Then they read responsively this pasuk and the honey cake. Then they bring a hard-boiled egg that the shell was taken off of. Because of Allah, and that was written on the egg, which is a fascinating pasuk because that's not really in a positive context. And Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Yecheskel, eat up this Megillah. That's because Klai Yisrael weren't listening to the Navi. So they wrote this pasuk, eat up the Megillah on the egg. V'kori arav koloteva v'nar achrav, v'machil l'nar ugva beis. And then they'd eat up the cake and they'd eat up the egg with the psukim written on it. Kitofu v'sichas alev. That was a skula for v'sichas alev. V'al yishana adar min haminag. And this is a minag Yisrael, so don't deviate from this minag. The common see Marash the Beis Halevi, v'nei mitoch l'ashen zeh, nira shebifnei arav, ochel atina ka'uga, v'abeitza shekasav aleim elu psukim. So the Maram was trying to justify, if it's not sfina b'yadayim, do you have to be mafrish the katan from the cake that has writing on it, but not to actually lichachila, write words on cake and give it to be eaten. And this is a minig Yisrael that the Rokeach says, Ayishan Adam in a minig, that the Chachila, they wrote Sukkim on the cake and the egg, and they gave it to the kids to eat. The Ode Beferish, Gassim Achila and Lenara Uga. Hey, Beferish is Fino Levi Adai. Liv Maram, Hechi Adina Hachi, Tavi Mochi, the Yantim Shalat Saras. Alava de Nira, the Rabba Lokeach, Palagur Bene Mei, Rasri Lahu, the Leka, Isura, the Mochi. Nearly is daiti the Lerbeinu Meir Atzmo Tzarech Lomar Deilu Osios V'Tevas Aksuvas Buuga Heim Ksuvas B'Ksiva Mamish B'Diyo O B'Seva Acher. So the Marash Beis Halevi says it must be that the Maram is talking about letters that are written on the cake in icing. Hopefully not in Diyo, like real Diyo, but it's written in some other material. But if it's part of the mold, the same material, oh, asuyas biyadayim biisa atzma shelo uga. Bazen niyor leniyastaiti delo ye iser v'daver laochlo uga v'lishbar sa delo shayech bazen mechika. So he says mitam de nafshei misvar de nafshei that if it's written in the same material, it's not shayech mechika. He doesn't really explain. L'mikan yasa heter ba'olam in his pashen amina jano ochlam b'yantiv v'shabes merkachos asuyos me asukur v'aleim kamet siurim mimine tsuros asuyos b'tfus al guf ha'merkachos asma. So they would eat wafers. They have the Israeli wafers that have writing on them. Tea biscuits. L'ochosh elisir mechika So he says, me.
In the question of the Israeli wafers, it's baked into cooking. How is it?
So it's kind of like chatuchos into the tea biscuit. Meaning there's a, it says whatever the company's name is, Osem, in letters that are engraved. I mean, it's kind of, I think it's a chatuchos that it's engraved in.
It's not the initial, because.
No, you think it's only a problem if it's a foreign material. Right, you think it's only a problem. It's a foreign material that's superimposed.
People were asking about M&Ms.
M&Ms. But M&Ms, there's no mamushes on it, right? It's not, but it how's it written? It's really part of the surface, right? That would probably be analogous to right? Is it superimposed with a
color?
How do they make them?
Oh,
anyway, who breaks an M&M? You just eat it. So that, right?
Meaning you bring in your mouth saying it's there.
Yep. Right. Even the Maram is presumably talking about an action where you. You're breaking the letters as you're. It's no. I mean, even if it'll be machmir, that breaking the letters when you chew them is problematic. Well, actually, no. So maybe not bashit. How to make it?
Not helping me.
Yeah, the way, I don't know if we noted this last time, but I guess we should note, the way the Ramah quotes this Maram is different than the way it appears in the Maram, right? The Maram sounds like he's talking about just giving the cake to the kids when the kids eat the cake that have letters on them. Lashon HaRamah, the way he quotes it, is Asa lishpor uga shekasav alea kamin osios afi she'enu mechavin rak lechilu davei mochek. So that lishbor uga sounds like you're doing something before you're eating it, not as you're eating it. And the lashon of the Mordechai, and that's what poskim assume, like whether Ramah formulates it, that any if it's derech achila, I mean, you can eat a piece of cake even with icing on it. If you're, you know, the problem would be to break letters when you put it on your plate, but if you do it derech achila, that's okay. So truth be told, you don't get that impression for the way that it's formulated in the Ram. There it sounds like even the eating it itself is the issue at hand. But lalachas, I think the M&Ms, everyone would assume lalachas is fine because you're not breaking it. It melts in your mouth and not in your hands. So you're not breaking it in your hands before eating it. But strictly speaking, if you take the maram literally, and even the act of eating itself potentially will be a problem, then I guess you'd have to figure out, if you do accept the Maharsha Levi, how the letters on the M&M were formed. Maybe. Yeah. The halacha, I think we
that's in that. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
The reason is the parameters of the after their fila. Like, for example, like if I wanted to go like pluck an apple off the tree, to let my mouth and eat it that way.
Right.
Like that would that.
There are certain malachos where the thrust of the malacha is distinct enough from anything done derech achila, where there is a heter derech achila. But there are other malachos, meaning you're not going to say you could be toleish derech achila, because that's the same action of toleish, whether you pluck it with your mouth or you pluck it with your hand, you're accomplishing the same thing. As opposed to, let's say, if Ein Tzvia Bochlin, which is a discussion, but you know, that's because the nature of Tzvia in the context of Ochlin is different than default Tzvia, or to the extent that Derech Achila plays a role in Dash or Borer, that's because that's distinct from the regular purpose of the malacha. I think that's malacha specific. So back to Maharsha Levi. Maharsha Levi just says, as we saw inside, there's no moche, but doesn't really explain. Chayadim writes, Klala Meches Os Dalid, that if you write B'mashkin Obi the Fus Me Atzma Mutter, David Darish Ein Miskayim Al Darish Ein Miskayim. It's a Darish Ein Miskayim on top of a Darish Ein Miskayim. Not so clear what that means either. But what makes that Ein Miskayim more than icing? It's if you're writing the Isa Atzma, what makes that Darish Ein Miskayim and Darish Ein Miskayim? It says, even though Darish Ein Miskayim, Darish Ein Miskayim should be asked to meet the Rabbanon, Mishum Kavod Onik Shabbos Lo Gazrina. So that also seems very unclear what his Kavan is there. In the Kosev HaMochik Ha'aruch, he quotes Tshuva L'Chidah, Shuvas Chayim Shal Chelek Aleph Simen Ayin Dalid, Chelek Aleph Simen Ayin Dalid. That's what he quotes someone as misattributing this position. He quotes Knesset Gadol, actually, as misattributing this position of the Maharsha Beis Halevi to the Rishon Alkibitz. He said he just got confused because they're the same first name and they're contemporaries. He says, Aga Shitve, he wrote that, but it's really the Maharsha Halevi and not Rishon Alkibitz. And he says that which the Knesset Gadola asked in this position from a Tshuva Sarambam regarding Chakika, which is what we started with. If Chakika is Aser, if you can't engrave a piece of wood because that's Kosev, then why is engraving on food any better? Then he says, the chilek isn't between ksiva and chakika. The chilek is between ksiva slash chakika and writing Nina Isa Atzma. He doesn't really explain what he means here either. He's saying, if you're engraving in wood, so that's an act of kosev. If you're just forming a letter from the same material, that's better. That's not equivalent to chakik. That's less of a action of kosev. It doesn't really explain what the parameters of that are.
Is the wood not the same material as well?
It is. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't really explain the parameter of what the chiluk is. He's saying, yeah, don't bother me from that, because if you're engraving it with, that's a real chakika. And here you're just writing with the same food. Cool. What he means is that if you're engraving it with, there's a certain more of a permanence, not necessarily in terms of Miskayim versus Ein Miskayim, but there's a more aggressive or pronounced act of kosev as opposed to just forming something with food material, but he doesn't really flesh it out. So I think we're back kind of where we started in not having a very exciting, easily understandable Havana in this Maharsha Levi. But nevertheless, we assume this way halacha. I don't think anyone argues. But the consensus of poskim is whether or not we fully understand where to draw the line, but we're makel on letters that are engraved from the material of in the material of the food itself. Shmir Shabbos writes in Perek Yud Aleph Zayin. That if you have your birthday cake and you cut the pieces before Shabbos, then you can serve the pieces on Shabbos. So Rabbi Adler in the Kosev Emochek Aruch assumes that this psak is assuming like the Ikar Adin in the Machlokas, the Levush and the Ramah, that in the Ikar Adin we assume like the Shubas HaRamah, that Richuk Osios is mutter, and therefore, as long as the letters were cut before Shabbos, even if the pieces are together and you can make out the word and you're going to, or make out the letter and you're going to be separating when you separate the piece, but as long as it was cut before Shabbos, then Richuk Osios is mutter. But if you're machmir to the Levush, like the Levush, as the Mishpura recommends, all things being equal, if you have a Breira, then it would make sense to be machmir here as well. As opposed to, that's if you're cutting the pieces before Shabbos and you're cutting on letters. But the poskim assume that cutting between letters is definitely mutter, that there's no mochek, even to the extent that we be machmir like the Magen Avraham, that if you form letters by connecting them to a surface, that there's an act of kosev involved in that, in the rekima. But the poskim assume that cutting between letters, even to break up a word, is not an act of mochek. Rabbi Ribia discusses, let's say you have script. So he thinks if you have script writing, even if you cut between the letters in such a way that the letters are relatively distinct anyway, then maybe that's okay. But if you're cutting in a way that you're actually breaking up a letter, then that would be a problem. Meaning if you have your script letters and you have a long curve that's joining two letters and you just cut in the middle of that curve, the two letters are distinct anyway, he thinks that probably would be mutter. Then Shmir Shabbos has the following. This is in Parak Tes Se'if Yud Gimel. So this is in the context of opening packages or food packages on Shabbos, which we discussed when we discussed Korea, to make sure that you don't rip letters in the process. So he writes, this is Sif Yud Gimel Perek Tes. He writes in footnote Nun Aleph. So you might have said that it should be usher to rip between letters of a word. Because in Hilchos Mechikas Hashem, that's usher. Because Mar Makomos Kesa Sofer, Stam Svarim, that if you have a Shem Hashem and you cut between letters, that's a violation of Mechikas Hashem. But he quotes the Rishon Zalman that that's a Mechikas Hashem Alacha. Because when it comes to Shem Hashem, the Tzir of Osios is what causes the Kedushas Hashem, Hashem. And if you're mafrid between the Osios, then you're Mevatel that Tzirif. But that's not a Kol HaTorah Kula Ksiva issue. That's limited to a Kedushas Hashem issue. But to be mafrid bein Osios in the context of Kosei B'Mochek and Shabbos, that would be mutter. Aye, what about that din? The Magen Avraham Mishabura quotes, Asu l'chaber osios, that you can't fasten letters to a surface. So there the letters are already formed. You're making a word. So that sounds like you do have kosev by fastening letters to make a word, and you should have mochek by unfastening the letters or cutting between the letters. So he writes, he heard from Shlomo Zalman that there you're being mechaber a letter to klaf, that's a form of kosev. If kosev means you're imprinting something on a surface. So if you're affixing a letter to a background, then that's an act of kosev. Kosev doesn't just involve the formation of a letter in a vacuum or in the air. It's a letter that's on a background. So if you're affixing a letter to a background, that could be kosev. If you're detaching the letter from the background, that could be mochek. But that doesn't mean that the mafrid bein osios is going to be mochek. Okay. Now, back to the point that Ilan made at the end of last year regarding the Shuvah Sarama, Shuvah Sarama Kuf Yutes, that seems to present two distinct reasons for being Megal in library books. One of them is that it's Asli Lakach, that the Derech is to open and close your library books. And the other one is what takes the bulk of the tshuva and the rayas that the Rama tries to harness is the notion of kira v'richug osios being mutter, right? So the Mishnah Brura, interestingly, only focuses on the first reason. When the Mishnah Brura in Sivkat and Yudzayin quotes this din from the Rama, he just says, "Kevin to asi lino v'leftoach tamid." So that's the reason that gets much less press time in the Tshuvas HaRamah. Most of the Tshuvas HaRamah focuses on the Kiyuv Arichug Osios. So Ilan was saying that according to the Kiyuv Arichug Osios position, then there shouldn't be any Isser in cutting letters of a cake, even if they're fully Mechubar. And the only problem would be if you're destroying it, if you're doing an aggressive mechika of obliterating the letters, right? Is that what you said? I think that's true. I think that does emerge from the Tshuvas HaRamah. And then when the Ramah writes in the Agah, Asur Lish Bar Uga, that means Lish Bar Uga, to do it in an aggressive way that you're obliterating. But in a chanami, if you're just cutting, then the Ramah could well be Mako in that case. But the Mishnah Berurah doesn't really focus on that. The Mishnah Berurah focuses on the first reason. If you're just going over the first reason, so then that's not necessarily the case. Then it could be just cutting letters that are connected would be problematic. And I think general minagolim is to be machmir like that. Right.
What about cutting it like Rabbi saying should be fine according to the Ramah, and then eating it, which should be fine according to the Berurah?
So cutting it according to the Kiyuv Arichuk issue, then cutting it should be okay. And according to
Achila.
So if you focus on Asi Lekach, so it's not asi lekach to cut, per se.
But you already cut it because of the Ramah.
You're saying if you already cut it.
Yeah, I'm saying you're relying on the Ramah. Yeah, you go ahead and cut it because you have the Ramah lekach to do that. And now that you've cut it, you want to eat it because you have the Ramah.
Once it's already cut, then you should be able to eat it. And that should be true. And la halacha, where... I think la halacha were machmir not to cut the letters lahadia. In principle, you're saying I think it's correct. I think la halacha or la maisa were machmir not to cut the letters, not to rely on that understanding of kiyuv arichuk alone. But in theory, I think it's correct.
We're cutting
in between the letters because that's like what Shlomo Zalman explained, that that's not considered mochik. There's no mochik in breaking up a word if you're not breaking up a letter. So if you have a birthday cake, you write the happy birthday on some other surface that you just remove off the cake, then that solves all your problems. If you write on the cake, it's written not in script, but in distinct letters that are easily, you can easily cut between the letters, then that should be okay as well. Okay, so let us move on to the exciting sugya of Shtari Hadyotas. The Mishnah tells us on Daf Kuf Mem Ches Amid Beis, Mona Adam Es Orcha V'Es Parperosa Mipiv Avalom Min Ha'Ksav. A person can count out his invited guests or portions verbally, but shouldn't read it off a written script. Why? Ask the Gemara, Kufim Desim and Aleph, my time. Rabbi Amar, Zeir Shema Yimchok. If you're going to read the guest list off the list, reward you may come to erase it. Rashi Shema Yimchok, Mina Orchin, Sheyira Shelo Hechen Lahem Kol Zarcham. The Yizkarei Chizimen Yoser Mina Roy. That you didn't prepare enough food, so you have regrets that you invited too many people. The yimchok minaksav kidei shelo yikre mishamish. So you'll pull a kamsa bar kamsa and erase them from the guest list, and no one will be any wiser. Abai amar zera shema yikre mishtari idiotas. No, nothing, no concern of mechika. We're worried if we allow you to read the guest list, then you may come to read Shtare Hedyotas. Now, we don't know yet what Shtare Hedyotas are. There's a Xeri, you may come to read Shtare Hedyotas. Nowhere does the Gemara actually tell you what Shtare Hedyotas are. We have Sugi here on Kuf Mem Tes. We have Gemara on Kuf Tes Ayin Mubeis, where Nechemia has the startling position that you're not allowed to read Kisvei Kodesh on Shabbos, according to one version. Because if you read, you can't read Ksuvim on Shabbos, because if you come to read Ezra Nechemia, then you may come to read Shtari Hedyotas. But we'll come back to this. The Gemara never actually articulates what Shtari Hedyotas are, the Hedyot. So here, according to Baye, Zera, then you may come to read Shtari Hedyotas. Might be Nayu. Igabinayu, the kasava kosel umidli. So you write it up on the wall and you can't reach it. It's high up. Umanda Amar Shema Yimcha Lo Chashinam, because you can't reach it to be mochek. Umanda Amar Shema Yikra Chashinam, if you're worried you may come to reach Sari Dotos, then that concern applies here just as well. Umanda Amar Shema Yimcha Nechosh Shema Yikra. But why shouldn't we be concerned about Shema Yikra Sari Dotos anyway? But two, the Shema Yimcha Lo Chashinam is that so postured that just because it's written high on the wall, we're not worried about Shema Yimchok. How is that different than the din of Kriel or Haner, where even if you can't reach the Or Haner, you're still not allowed to read Lor Haner on Shabbos? So Gemara initially rejects an afkamina, likabinayu, the cause of a kosel emissacy, the opposite. It slowed down. So Lamadam Hashem Yimchok Hashinan, because it's accessible, you can be mofek. Lamadam Hashem Yikra, lo Hashinan, gud Rishar Lamichlaf. You're not going to confuse something written on a wall with something written on a shtar. Then the Gemara asks again in the other direction, so why are we worried about Shema Yimchok? The Navkamina is that you're engraving it on some kind of a tablet. Because that's not something that you'd be mochek. Then the Gemara goes in the opposite direction again. L'madam Hashem Yimchok Lecho Shema Yikra. So just we said, Guda is on Michlaf for the star. Maybe Tavol Pinkas wouldn't be Michlaf for the star. So we're not close to Shema Yikra. Fatanya, Mona Adam Kama, Mibifnem Kama Bechot, Fakama Manas Asa Niach Lufneim, Mixav Shal Gabi Akosel, Avalo Mixav Shal Gabi Tavol Pinkas. It sounds like there we do have a concern by Tavol Pinkas. Hey, Fidami, Elim, the Ksiv, Michtav, Mashtacha, Mashtacha. If it's written, doesn't make a difference what you write it on. El alav, it's engraved. Sani mechtav shal gabi kosel, v'lo mechtav shal gabi tavla pinkas. So yolo, we go back to the original nafkamina, the kasva kosel in midli. I, the kakashal after rabba, that we should still be worried about zeir shema yimchok, just like we're worried shema yikol or an air. Where it says, that's totally in a machlokas tanayim. Are we worried even lor an air in that case? Fine. So that's the Gemara's nafkamina. The nafkamina that's left standing is if it's in a position that you can't be mochek, lamanda amar, that if you can't be mochek, we're not gozer, just like you wouldn't be gozer lower nair if you can't access the nair. Okay. So which reason is lahalacha? Look in Simon Shin Zion Sifyud Beis. Zimein orchem v'heichin lehaminein v'gadim. The kasev v'ksav kam zimein v'kam v'gadim heichin lehem. Asa kros v'shadis. Afilu m'kasev agavi kosel gavo harbei. Mishum Zereshama Yerka Bishari Yotos. The Hainu Shari Chovas with Hashbonos, we'll come back to that. Avalam Chaka Bikosa Chakika Shokas, Mutter. Avotavu Pinkas, Afilu Imu Chakuk, Aser Lakrosa. So it sounds like Mechaber Paskins, the reason of Shema Yikra Bishari had Yotos. So even if you're in a position where it's not shayach to be mochek, we're not worried you may be mochek, we're still worried Shema Yikra Bishtare Hedyotas. Okay. But as we said, okay, Len?
Yeah.
Okay.
Didn't I don't have his lashon in front of me, but didn't we say that if you engrave in the walls, it's mutter according to the father?
Yeah, so that's a carve out part of the bun, because chakika, we're not, there's no shema yimchok, and there's no, as the Mishnah Berurah explains, and there's no shema yikra b'shara yedotos, because chakika atu shtara lo gazru. There's in the maskan segemara tavel pinkas, we are gozer because that is close enough to a shtar. But chakika b'kosel guda shtar lamachla. So that point is true lahalacha, that guda, or at least chakika b'guda shtar lamachla. That's a detail. Okay, so it's not clear so far what the iser shtar yotas is. The Gemara says you can't read from the guest list according to Baye and Lalacha because you may come to read Shtarei Dotos. What's the problem with reading Shtarei Dotos Gufa? And what are Shtarei Dotos? So that, on both of those points, is a Machlokas Rishon. Apparently, the Rizvah points out over here, Dibur Maskal Shema Yikra, that even if, as we'll see, Shtarei Adyotos themselves are also because of some Zera, we're only talking about a Derabanan, but it's not a Zera because Ilaf Halo Kaimaha. That it's the kind of a package deal that if we weren't going through certain things under Shtarei Adyotos, then people wouldn't be careful about Shtarei Adyotos either. So sometimes you have that notion of Ilaf Halo Kaimaha that it's not considered Zera because it's all part of the same package.
I mean, a bit of the same as the Rambam was saying that he said, but then Tom then, but Tom is the same idea as that everything.
Yeah, okay, right. Mm-hmm. So, Ilaf Halokaima, that the Gzeira, we'll see what it's for, of Shtarei Dotos itself, couldn't really last or wouldn't have Kiyam if we didn't have other things that were Gozer Atu Shtarei Dotos. So, Rashi writes, and back where we left off from Rashi in the Tafkuf from Tasman Aleph, the end of Dimaskal Shema Yemchok. Kolhani Shema Yikra Bishtari Hadyotos Shel Mekachu Memkar Kamar. We're concerned that you may come to read Shtari Hadyotos, which are documents of Mekachu Memkar, documents of commercial activity. Take a look, however, at Rashi Kufta Zayin on the days. That's the Gemara of Nechemya. And the possibility that there's an isser of reading Suvim on Shabbos, lest you come to read Shtarei Hadyotos. So Rashi there writes, Kuf Tazayin Mabez, right before, where it says Gemara and Rashi, about halfway down, Shtarei Hadyotos, Kegon Shel Cheshbonos, O Igros Hashluchos Limso Chefetz. Either cheshbonos, so that's business, or letters for friendly purposes, social letters. So that's more expansive than just mekachu memkar or cheshbonos. Rashi adds here, letters hashluchos limso chefetz. The Shilta Giborim points this out on Samach Gimel Amud Aleph B'Dapei Rif Os Beis. Samach Gimel Amud Aleph B'Dapei Rif Os Beis. Shilta Giborim assumes that Rashi on Kuf Memtes didn't mean to give an exhaustive definition. And Rashi here is telling you that it also includes Igros Shalom. It's not Stirin Rashi. Rashi's telling you more. Rashi the first time in Kuf Tazayin gives you more examples, and Rashi later on just gives you Mekachu Memkar, but it's not to the exclusion of Igros Shalom, Igros Chefetz. Tosfos takes issue with Rashi. Tosfos here, Kuf Tazayin Mabez, Igros. He just focuses on the Igros. The Tema. The Nagua Olam Likros Bitsad the Igros Ashlukum Yimakom Lamakom. The Minaga Olam is to read letters on Shabbos. We're not bothered by even if it be Shari Yotos, but it does serve a Shabbos function because you can cover your food or your drink with a letter. So don't bother me with Muksa. But Minagolam is three letters. According to Rashi, that's Shtari Hadyotos. And near Lari, Delo Kari Shtari Hadyotos, Ella Shtari Chovos Vachayotse. Then it's only commercial documents. Aval Igros Shari. Depa'amim Shiesh Bemikuv Nefesh. Sometimes the letters giving you important life saving information. And even if, maybe there's Bikuach Nefesh, maybe there's a band of crusaders that are coming to your town and the telegram is arriving to warn of their impending arrival. Even if there's no Bikuach Nefesh, Afilu Yodeya She'emba Bikuach Nefesh, Matur Binatam, the law of Ishtari Adiotos, Kevan She'em Sarich. Lamasha Kasaba, Lefi She Yodeya Masha Biigros, then Eno Yodeya Shama Yeshbo Tsarakado, O Pikuach Nefesh Vishari. So you can't call it Shari Adyotos if it's information you don't need. Then that shouldn't be Shtari Adyotos. If you don't know what's there, then maybe it's information you do need. Kachmach Mashu Yerushalmi, the Gomer of Nema Ein Karim B'Kisvei Kodesh, Ibnei Shtari Adyotos, Shem Ata Omer Lo Shul Mutter, Afu Omer Mabakach Imes Aste B'Shtarosai, Mashba Dafka Kein Chobos B'Shtaros Kam. So Tosus assumes that Igros Shalom are not Bechlau Shtari Adyotos because they're, it's a Pikuach Nefesh possibility, it's a Tzarech possibility, it's giving you relevant information. The Chaim Pesh Rashi LeKaman himself, Gabi Gzeri Shal Yichor Shtari Adyotos, the Bishari Mekach Lememkar Kamar. Chayin Agiyah Bepeirish Tzav Yata. Then Tosfos adds, we'll come back to this. Miu, Osan Milchamos, Aksuvin Belaz, Nirler Ben Yehuda, the Asur La'ayin Behen. You can't be Ma'ayin in war stories. The Logara, Mehaditanya Perak Shoel, Sav Shetachas Asura Vad Yuknios, Asur Likros from Shabbos, Afilu Bechol, Liyadari Behiter, Dabla Kamosha Leitzim. So Tosfos, we'll come back to this a little bit later, or next time. We know there. That Tosfos compares history books to captions under statues and pictures, which we'll get to. And by the way, maybe you shouldn't even read that during the week because that's Moshe Leitzim. But leaving that that aside for now, there have been a time that we assume that regular letters are not Bechlau Shtari Adyotos. Primarily because there's a Tzorech, Pikuach Nefesh, or some other Tzorech. So it sounds a little bit in Tosfos' presentation that there would have been a Makom, Lesor, Igros, if not for the fact that there's some Tzorech involved. Meaning the default would be that Shtari Adyotos may be more expansive than simply Shtaris HaMekach HaMemkar. But the reason they're not us is because there's a Tzarech. The Tosa then does say, Echovas Ushtaros Dafka. It's not fully clear in Tosas where you draw the line. Tosas has a few categories. Mekachu memkar cheshbonos, that's definitely shtar idiotas. Igros are definitely mutter because tzorah slash pikuach nefesh. History books, that's analogous to captions. So we'll have to talk about captions and Tosas' analogy. It's not necessarily 100% clear in Tosas. What about other things? Where do they fall? In the captions, we'll see, for Tosas probably is Aser Atu Shtar Idotos itself. The history books may be Atu Shtar Idotos. Mekach Memkar Shtar Idotos Mamish. And in Ger Shlomim is Heter Gomer. In the Raviyah, I think it's clearer that there's less of a havamina to Aser Igrashal. I mean, in Tosos, in the reader Benetam, you might get the impression that there would have been a Malkum less or Igros too, if not for the fact that there's some Tzorach involved or some Pikuach Nefesh involved. Lashon HaRaviyah, Chela Gimel Simen Tafshin Mendalid. Chela Gimel Simen Tafshin Mem Dalid. So he quotes the Gemara Kuf Mem Tes of Atu Shtar Idotos. Mashmash Asir Likros Bam Dahani Mili Shtar Chov. Umona Adam Es Orchav Dom and Namish Jitri Chov. Aval Shark Savim Love. That Shtari Chov is Shtari Yodas Mamish. The guest list is Domil Shtarchov. Bashark Savim Rehetar Gomer. The category of Atu Shtari Yodas is limited. And everything else, any other literature, any other Ksav, is Hetar Gomer. Okay, and then you have a middle position of the Rush in Siman Aleph in Perikuf Gimel that Igros Shlomim is not Shtar Idotos Mamish. There's a Rashi here, and the way Tosfos understood Rashi, Igros are Shtar Idotos Mamish, not just Atu. And the Rush presents it as Atu, that Igros Shlomim are not Shtar Idotos Mamish, but they're Aser Atu Shtar Idotos. And that's analogous to Ksav Tachas Hatzura, to the caption, which is Aser Atu Shtar Idotos. Okay. So again, according to Rashi, at least on Kuf Tes Ayin, Shtar Idotos include Igros Shlomim, not just Mekach Memkar. According to Tosfos, the Reader Ben Atam, Igros Shlomim are Heter Gomer. According to the Rush, Igros Shlomim are Atu Shtar Idotos, but not Shtar Idotos Mamash. Okay. Rambam writes, Perek Kaf Gimel Halacha Yates. Aser likros bishtari hadyotos bishabis, shelo yehei kederech chol v'yavo limchok. You're not allowed to read shtari hadyotos on Shabbos. Two qualifications. Shelo yehei kederech chol. It shouldn't be like what you do during the week. V'yavo limchok, and you'll come to a race. Mona Adam Parparosa Vyas Orcha Mipiv of Alam and Xav Kede Shalo Yikra Bishtare Hedyotos. It's the Rambam holds that Shtar Idotos are Aser, lest you come to be Mochik. And that Lashon of Shalo Yedera Chol sounds like some kind of Ubdin the Chol element creeping in over here. Which may be based on a Tosefta Perek Ches Halacha Beis, Mona adam is orach of kama b'chutz v'kamig v'fnim. V'kama manos tzarech lahaskin lehen. Min aksav shal gabi akosel. Avalo min atav avalo min pinkas kederach sh'osu b'chol. You can't count off your guests or your menu from a tavler pinkas kederach sh'osu b'chol. Yeah, so that lashon of shaloi kederach ol naramba may come from that tosefta. But fundamentally, for the Rambam, shtar idiotos themselves, real shtar idiotos, mechukal memper shtar idiotos, are usur, and the Rambam doesn't tell you yet what shtar idiotos are, but the real shtar idiotos are usur shema yimchok. The Rush in Siman Aleph writes otherwise, that reading shtar hedyotos is a violation of nimso chefsecha v'daber davar. If you're going to read business documents on Shabbos, that's chefsecha, that's not chefse shemayim, that's not appropriate Shabbos literature, that's a violation of nimso chefsecha v'daber davar. The Taz assumes, Simon Shin Zion Sukkotin Yud Aleph, that she does Rashi. That the reason Rashi asers Igeres Shlomim Mishum Shtari Hedyotos is because it's a Mimsel Chefsecha problem. That's not Chefse Shemayim, that's a kind of object, item, interest that you shouldn't be demonstrating on Shabbos. Whereas, according to the Rambam, the Taz assumes, if the concern is Shema Yimchok, we're not worried that you're going to be mochek a letter. If someone sends you a letter in the mail, you may not like what he writes, but if you don't like what he writes, you're not going to erase it. It makes sense that you may come to erase Shtari Mekach Memkar, but you're not going to erase and Igeres Shloman. So the Taz thinks that the question as to whether Igeres Shloman or Bechlal Shtar Idiotos, either Shtar Idiotos Vamish or Atu Shtar Idiotos like the Rush, or Heter Gomer like the Bali Tosfos, should depend on whether Shtar Idiotos are Aser because of Nimso Chesachal Dabri Dover or Shema Yemchok. Shema Yemchok should not be a concern by Igeres Shloman. And so Chesach Dabri Davar would be a concern. However, the Eliyahu Rabba points out that the Rambam Peirush HaMishnayos is clear not like that. The Rambam Peirush HaMishnayos writes, the Eliyahu Rabba is Simen Shin Zayin Sukkot and Lamed Aleph. Simen Shin Zayin Sukkot and Lamed Aleph. Eliyahu Rabba quotes the Rambam Peirush HaMishnayos. Hatam sha'asu limnosam minaksav, shema yikra igeres b'shabbos. Why are you not allowed to read the guest list? Lest you come to read an igeres. Not lest you come to read shtari mekach memkar, but lest you come to read an igeres. V'ze asur, shekol zulas sifrei hanavua v'peirushehem, also likroso, lo b'Shabbos, lo b'Yantiv. You're not allowed to read anything on Shabbos other than Nach and Mefarshim. Ba'filu haya ba'divrei chachma umada. Can't even read chachma umada. Can only read Nachim or Nevi'im u'peirusheya. But when the Rambam there writes, you can't read the guest list. Atu what? Atu Shema Yikra Igeres. So it sounds like for the Rambam there, the Rambam in Yad doesn't spell anything else. Anything out, it just says Shtar Idiotos. The Rambam Peirush HaMishnayos says the example of Shtar Idiotos that he gives are Igros. So Eli Rabba points out, can't be that the question of Igros is Talayan Shema Yimchok versus Nimsel Chesachah. because the Rambam, let's just say there's a Chazara, but the Rambam in Perish HaMishnayis is clear that Igros Shlomim are Shtari Hedyotos Mamish. And then the second thing you see in the Rambam Perish HaMishnayis is that any literature other than Nevi'im U'Perishayim is going to be Aser. So that's like the Rabbeinu Yehuda that you saw on the end of the Tosfos about Sifrei Milchamos. And that Rabbeinu Yehuda and that the Rambam Perish HaMishnayis is against a Tshuva Zerashba. Shuvas Harashba Chelek Zayin Simen Reish Peches. Chelek Zayin Simen Reish Peches, a very brief tshuva. O Nishal in Mutter Letalto Velikra Specific Refuas B'Shabbos. Can you read medical books on Shabbos? Beheshev Shemutter Likra Smetalto Lenosam Mimne Shehein Sifrei Chachma. Bechein Hora Ramban. Umasha Chazu Razal Likros Bishtari Yotos should be Masha Asu Chazal Likros Bishtari Yotos, Bishabis, Lodami Laha, Upeirishtari Yotos, Maskeres Chovasav. Shtari Yotos are limited to commercial documents, but Sifre Chachma are Heter Gomor. Napachal Shtari Yotos. And this is the Yesh Bishamatir in Simon Shin Zion Sif Yud Zion. Chaber says, "Asir Lilma b'Shabbos Yontif Zulas b'Divrei Torah, b'Afilu b'Sifrei Chachmos Asir, b'Yesh Mi Shematir." That Machlokas Rama Perish HaMishnayis and Rashi Ramban, b'Alpis V'Raso Mutar L'Habit B'Astrolobe on Shabbos, you know, through a telescope. So this Yesh Bishamatir is that Shuvas HaRashba that is Matir Chachme Sifrei Chachma on Shabbos. Says the Mishabruah Sivkat and Samachay Yesh Bishamatir V'chein Noag in Lahaka. Chasveli Rabbi Yesh Shemayim Roy Lahachmir Bazeh Hiram and Varan Osre. Okay. Again, the Taz assumed that whether you're going to ask the Geresh Shlomim and Shabbos should be dependent on whether the reason for Shtarei Yotos is Shema Yimchok or Minzach Hafsacha. Well, your Rabbi points out that doesn't really fit as Lishitaso because the Rambam Asir's Igros as Shtari Yotos Mamish, even though the Rambam says that the reason for the Asir Shtari Yotos is Shema Yimchok. And the other direction, the Prima Gadim is bothered how is the Taz assuming that Igeres Shlom is going to be Aser because of Mimsoch Hafsacha? Prima Gadim, Mishnah Tozav, Sifkat and Yud Aleph. Mishpat Hazav Sipkatin Yir Aleph. Bimagadim writes, Mikal Malkam Kasha, Egras Shalom Mashayit Memsach Efsacha. Why is that Memsach Efsacha? Why is that any different than talking about traveling on Shabbos if you don't mention a malacha? Or is he allowed to say, Hatamori mi laref, will you meet me to go travel when Shabbos is over, as long as you don't talk about leaving the tchum or doing a malacha? So why is reading a letter per se a violation of Nimsoch Efsacha? So he writes in the Eshel Avram, Sivkat in Yutzayin, maybe it's a kind of Uvdin Bechol. And that's what we mean by it's not Mimsel Chepsa Chamamish. So in the Sefer Shtari Hadyotos B'Shabbos, beautiful Sefer. I happened to notice it at the farm sale this year and I bought it. It was written by a son-in-law of Rabbi Francis of the Chicago Community Kollel. His name is Rabbi Aaron Stoiber in Lakewood. Beautiful Sefer is reading over Shavuos. So he suggests, page Kuf Vav, that maybe what the Prima Gada means is that Mimsel Chefzecha is being osik in something that's not Mitzorchei HaShabbos. And he says, there's a Mashmos away in an Or Zerua. Or Zerua, Simen Beis, Chele Beis, Simen Beis. He writes, quotes the Gemara in Kuflam Tess, quotes Rashi, he says, it's Aser Mishum Mimsel Chafsacha, Ba'ashachan B'Yerushalmi, Tekapid Afil Asicha Yaseir B'Shabbos. Right, the famous Yerushalmi, the Tosa quotes, Koshi Tiru to say good Shabbos, that you shouldn't talk, extra talk on Shabbos. The fact that he shall sue Shtari Adiotos because of Mimsel Chafsacha, with the Rishami talking extra on Shabbos, he thinks it's mashma that they're related. Mimsel Chafsacha means anything that isn't really, doesn't really serve a Shabbos purpose should be avoided. And that's Igros Shlomim for those that are machmir on Igros Shlomim. It goes to Ritva, Kufim Chesam and Beis as well. Yimma Maska Hadda Tanan. Ritva, Kufim Chesam and Beis Hadda Tanan. Ritva writes, the Ritva here is in the context of, we'll talk about this, I guess, next time, whether the Isser of Kriya B'Shtar Yot is only reading it out loud or even reading it silently. So the Ritva assumes the Isser is even reading it silently. And he writes, just like that's true by Kriya or Ner, he says, the culture came to zoo, Davadai Isser La'ayin Olahotzi Shas Shabbos La'ayin Olastak L'B'Shtar Yot. You shouldn't be wasting your time away in Shabbos looking at Shtar Yot. So the thrust of Shtari Adiotos, the Mimsel Chafsacha Davar Davar, is that this isn't how you should be spending your time on Shabbos, which is beyond any restricted formal category. But that's not how to spend your time on Shabbos. And the Shtari Adiotos for Shabbos quotes a Chayyadim to that effect also. Simon Samach Aleph Oschess. Chayyadim writes, Shtari Adiotos, Shtari Chobos of Cheshbonos, you're not even allowed to be Ma'ayin. V'kol shekein likros b'shem davar, Kadeshi Aliba Pano Likras Batara. Shabbos, you should be focused on Talmud Torah. You shouldn't be wasting your time with frivolous pursuits. You shouldn't be reading other things. You're supposed to focus on Talmud Torah. And that's what's behind the Isser of Shtari Hedyotas. Okay, let's stop here and we have Shira tomorrow. Okay, so tomorrow.